You're listening to Mind Over Markets, a podcast on trading psychology to help you build a bulletproof mindset. Here's your host, George Papazov.
Hello, trade pros, and welcome back to another episode of the Mind Over Markets podcast, helping you develop the winning mindset of professional traders. I am your host, George Papazov. If you have not already done so, please hit the subscribe button so you never miss another episode. And if you're not a member in our free trading room, join us now at community.tradeproacademy.com and trade with our team every day. In today's episode, we're going to be discussing the psychology behind trading news events and how to actually trade them like professional traders. The reality is so different from what new traders assume, it's downright shocking. But before we begin, I want to take some time out to read a few words from a fellow listener so we can send them some positive vibes on their journey to success. This review is from iTunes by John_D, and John says, "More than just trading psychology, this whole podcast has given me such great perspectives that applies well beyond trading. George, Mark, and Victorio go above and beyond in sharing their experiences while providing actionable items to better your outlook on trading and other aspects of your personal life. I always find myself re-listening to episodes and still learning something new every time. Easily, my favorite podcast, highly recommended." John D., thank you so much for the shout out. Sending you love, joy, and happiness, my brother. And thank you for leaving the kind words. Happy to hear you enjoying the podcast. Send us your thoughts and we'll give you a shout out on an upcoming episode. Given that we'll be talking about news today, I want to start with an announcement. It's a pretty big one. Brace yourself. There could be a little bit of shock. If you're driving, pull over and be prepared. All right. The co-host of our podcast, Mark Borsch, has gone on to pursue other opportunities. I really want to take the time to thank Mark for all of his contributions and the time we got to spend together. You know, we built some great memories together through 78 episodes of podcasting, through 3 years of working and trading together. It's been an absolute honor and it's been a true pleasure. I'll miss you, Marky. We send you an abundance of love, joy, and happiness for myself, everyone at Trade Pro Academy, and the entire community as well, along with our listeners. That being said, you know, stay tuned. We're going to have some announcements and awesome changes to help deliver you better content weekly through this podcast. So get excited. This is an opportunity for a change of pace, bringing on more interviews and having some nice discussion, continuing forward with our mission and drive to help you improve your trading mindset. Now let's dive into today's topic on news trading. So there's two different types of news events when you're trading in the markets, all right? The first one is called the planned news event. This is something like an economic event or a quarterly earnings report for stocks. It could be a Federal Reserve meeting. It could be anything really that there's a calendar for and it's known ahead of time, right? These events could sometimes be classified as one of three things in themselves: low, medium, or high impact. What chances do these events have to actually move the markets and create tradable opportunities? They could generate big market volatility, but only if they deviate from the expectation. So you have these news events that economists spend so much time forecasting these numbers, right? And each news event is its own separate beast. You got to learn it individually because some news events can be forecasted fairly closely, something like natural gas in billion cubic feet, BCFs. Analysts get it almost spot on every time. Other events like non-farm payrolls, the private job report, which what at non-farm payrolls is harder to forecast. And despite their best guess and their best efforts, their forecast isn't going to be the actual number that comes out. All right. So most of these planned events have these economic or analyst estimates. And if the news comes out as expected for these planned events, it really is the least opportunistic trade setup. Why? Because that information is already available. So if there's an expectation of 500,000 jobs added to the labor market in the past month and you get 501,000, you know, every trader has already priced that into the market. So there's not really a significant deviation or an opportunity. So those events that come out as planned don't generate much trades, to be perfectly honest with you. It's disappointing at times. All right. Basically, you don't really know what you're going to get, but you do know when you'll get it with these type of events. The second type of news event, you never really know when it will come out, but you know it will move the markets with certainty. So just to summarize that, planned news events, economic events, quarterly earnings for stocks, Federal Reserve meetings, jobs reports, inflation data from the CPI, consumer sentiment from the University of Michigan, those type of jobs reports. Not saying there's no trading opportunities, but you really need to deviate. The number has to come out significantly higher or lower than analyst estimates and within the range that they establish, all these different analysts. The next type of news event, type two, is called an unplanned and sudden news event. And these are big breaking stories that could really whipsaw markets very quickly. These are what we call tape bombs in the business. You're sitting there along the course of your natural day. You've planned your trade. You're sitting there waiting for your level. You're looking around, reading news, sipping your coffee. Boom, a big report drops. A tape bomb hits the market. All right. These events have massive market impact because they're sudden, unexpected, and oftentimes big news that's material to the valuation of whatever it is you're trading. These events are also the type that move all markets. Whether you're trading currencies, whether you're trading cryptocurrencies, there are big enough events that'll move just about everything that you're looking at, and your whole screen just starts to move a mile a minute. There's been times where I've been watching the monitor, turn my back to it, and when I turn back around, I see everything on the chart, kind of like a cardiograph. Everything is going up and down. And I know something big happened. All right. So these events literally come out of your screen, smack you in the face and say, it's go time. Volatility is on. And you go from having a regular trading day up to that point to literally all heck breaking loose. You don't know what to expect. All right. You do know there's a lot of movement. I'll give you an example. On October 28th of 2016, so that was around 11 days before the election between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton, James Comey came out and notified, he's not a commie, I don't know, maybe he is a communist, we'll have to look that up, but James Comey came out and notified Congress that the FBI had started to look into newly discovered emails from Hillary Clinton, all right, and this was on a Friday, I specifically remember this day. Now, if you look at this on a daily chart, it doesn't look like the market moved much on that day. It's not a massive candle, but it did precede some really big volatility for weeks to come. It was about 11 o'clock, 11:10 as I remember it, on that Friday, October 28th, 2016. And I was literally wrapping up for the day. So, you know, I had a decent trading day. It could have been better. They all could be better, all right, in hindsight. So I'm shutting down my computer. I literally have my finger over the shutdown button. And I have this news service, which I'll tell you about news services in a moment in this podcast as well. But I'm shutting down the computer, and all of a sudden, I hear the voice of the guy that reads the news for me saying, breaking news, and read the exact same thing I just read you. James Comey notifies Congress, the FBI, started looking into newly discovered emails in Hillary Clinton's computer. That particular moment, I literally knew I had to sit down and trade. I sat down, I shorted the market, all right, and I paid for the news squawk for years to come. To be truthful with you, I think to this day, the monthly service fee for the news squawk that I use has been covered by that one event. All right. It was a really high opportunity. It was really sudden. Nobody expected it. You know, I mean, there was a pretty tense political backdrop as this was happening too. And boom, it just smacked the market. I jumped on board. All right. What's another example of these type of unplanned news events? You know, how about the 50 times, being sarcastic there a little bit, that we had breaking news updates on trade wars? You guys remember that? Tariffs implemented. China implements tariffs. US implements more. China says we're not willing to negotiate. Trade delegation coming to the U.S. Trade delegation fails. You guys, if you've traded before the election, this past one, you'll know what I mean. All right, multi-phase agreements, things falling apart, things coming together. Each one of those things was a separate tradable opportunity. So during that time, you know, you had to be prepared for the unprepared. These days, you don't get these unexpected news events as often as you did during the Trump administration. That's just factual. It's not a political statement. So of the two events, obviously the ones that are unexpected are going to give you the most opportunity as a trader. But also they're the hardest. How come? Because you literally have to reverse course and take sudden and decisive action. And as human beings, we just aren't trained to make sudden and decisive actions. Right? We're always told to analyze the information, you know, make the best decision possible. You'll make sure that you consider other people's opinions, viewpoints, you know, proofread it, do a draft one, draft two. But in this particular business, as soon as the news hit, you have literally seconds sometimes to react or the news trade is gone. And I'll teach you how to trade it in just a moment in the next section. But I want you to know these are the hardest events to trade. Because no matter what your plan was, screw your plan. There's a new one incoming and you don't have time to build it. You don't have time to prepare for it. You literally just got to sit down and instinctually start trading. It's almost like, you know, it's game time. You could practice for a game. You could prepare. You could read strategy, watch tapes. But when the game hits, you got to step in there and be prepared to perform. And for some newer traders, that gives you anxiety. And here's what I'm here to tell you. New traders should really start with planned events only. Start trading the ones that are planned. Look at an economic calendar. All right, and then start to get your exposure to news trading there. Because if you're day trading, you can't afford to not news trade. The reality is you have to trade the news because that's where the volatility is at. A lot of times when the news hits, the market will go really fast for a short period of time. And then you can have days, sometimes even weeks, where the market consolidates as it picks up the pieces from this flurry of activity. So you can't afford to give up that volatility, but you don't have to do it right now in your stage of your development either. If you want to start getting some exposure to news trading, you should always start with planned events. Look for the things that are scheduled, pull up an economic calendar, switch to sim, and trade those events a couple times. You could even backtest them. The only thing with backtesting is there isn't that urgency. There isn't that real-time feeling of, I don't know what's going to happen, but I'm going to perform. You can't really replicate that in sim. All right, I would start out with non-farm payrolls report. It happens the first Friday of every month at 8:30 in the morning. Chunk that out. A lot of times you can get the trade before you even go to work. All right, and there's numerous other events that you can really trade. FOMC meeting minutes create a ton of volatility, especially the quarterly ones that happen in March, June, September, and December. All right, they're followed by Jerome Powell press conference. All these things, when new information surfaces, market participants rush to try to price that in. It's a psychology of there's a fire in the middle of a room. You got a million people in a tiny bedroom trying to exit at the same time, and there's one door. Right? There's going to be carnage. It's not easy. So new traders, start with the planned ones, and once you get the hang of news traded volatility and being able to go from zero to 100% and perform, you know, then you could start to do something about sudden news events. All right, at the beginning, they could be unnerving. Until then, when you hit a news event like that out of nowhere, when a tape bomb just drops on you in your day, remember this, not taking a trade can end up being the best trade. It's easy in the real time to assume that you're going to miss out on profitability or tell yourself, what if I could have made some money here? Or if I would have bought this low and sold that high, I would have made X amount. Right? It's easy to trigger FOMO when you do those kind of calculations, you know, but you're never going to get the low tick and the high tick. So don't beat yourself up. Just be prepared. Learn how to be prepared for these events. So let's dive into the next section. How exactly do we trade these news events? Well, here's the thing. Most new traders and people who get into news event trading assume that you got to guess, right? What will the news be before it gets dropped out? Or as soon as the news comes out, to jump on board as quickly as possible, right? So they could either be long or short before the announcement. It makes sense that if you could forecast something, you capitalize. But this is really impossible, right? If you did know where the news or what the news would be before it came out, it's either a guess or it's illegal. It's one of the two, none of which are sustainable if you want to build a career on. And so this is important to realize. What professional traders do is different. They wait for the news to hit and they pay special attention, not to what the number is, but to the market reaction to that number, and then look for the trade. Remember this sentence, really easy, three words, ready? Reaction before action. Watch how the market reacts, because every question that you could try to ask yourself and answer about the news is going to be answered for you on behalf of the market. You don't have to be genius. You don't have to forecast. You don't have to predict. All right. The reality is that you are not trading the news itself, but what you are trading is the reaction to the news. All right. Let me say that again. You're not trading the news. You're trading the market reaction to that news. This is when you see people on our YouTube videos or in our trading room that are newer say, hey, well, you know what? These private jobs, they came out much higher than expected. We expected 300,000 on the report. It came out at 500K. Why is the market dropping then, George? Riddle me that, they wonder to themselves. And really, the answer to that is, I don't really know. But by the time you find the answer to your question, and I'm sure you could Google it, you'll find some economist or pundit that gives you an answer that's satisfactory to you. But by the time you get that answer, by the time you logically and rationally process that answer, the trade is over. You're not going to be able to go back in time. The market's going to move. This is what creates the movement, is that sudden shock, that sudden imbalance. And as orders rush in to really price that news event in, that's what creates the volatility. So getting an answer to your question on why this is happening is directly robbing you of the opportunity to profit from it. All right. It's not really your job to decide what the market's going to do. It's to see what is happening and to take advantage. This goes to our podcast episode, by the way, that we recently did with Mark, Trading What You See and Not What You Think. And that's episode number 77 of this podcast. Highly, strongly recommend you listen to that. Very relevant to this topic as well of news trading. All right. So one thing I want to bring your attention to before we proceed, and I tell you the three phases of trading news, where to get breaking news, and then we'll wrap it up with why you should never watch daytime TV news channels and programs. All right. Here's what you got to understand is this. For a scheduled event, all right, you don't want to trade right after the news. What you want to do is think of it in three phases in a market news reaction. Phase number one is called the impulse wave. This means that the news hits and you're not asking what this means for the market. You're checking the chart. So let's say the news is a really bullish economic number, but the market's down 30 points. Forget about why it's down 30 points. It probably has something to do with the Fed. You'll explain that to yourself at the day when the day ends and you're counting your profit. What you instead want to do is look at the impulse wave and judge it by, and analyze it more importantly, by asking yourself, is this strong selling? Is there strong selling here? Is volume increasing on the way down? Is there sell imbalances? Is there reasons to believe that this is just the beginning of the sell wave? Or is this just a little stop run and we're going to turn back and run higher? That's the most important part about trading news. It's not the number. It's not how it comes out. It's that single question there. Once you've seen the impulse move, which moves in one direction, oftentimes it'll retrace or it'll go counter to that direction for about 50% of the prior move. So let's say you're down 30 points on the news. It's likely to correct or retrace or go back up 10 to 15 points. If the number is unexpected and sudden and it's a tape bomb event, it might not be 10 to 15 points. All right, so understand these three waves I'm explaining to you at the moment are more pertaining to these planned calendar events. So you get the impulse wave, 30 points, pull back 10 to 12 points or so, and all you want to see here is some selling starting to come back in. You're not trying to predict that it's going to go down. You're trying to react to what you see. So after that retrace, the moment you start to see more selling flood in, more offers, all right, more market orders hitting the bid, showing up in your book and your time and sales, the quicker you jump on board, like, this is my level, give it a shot. It'll still feel risky, but this is what we do. We take risk as traders. And then the next move down from that pullback is the third phase called the continuation wave. So impulse, down 30 points, for example. Retest, up 10 to 15 points. And continuation, lower. And you really don't know how much lower it's going to go. Once again, don't forecast. Trade what you see. Run the position. Look for some key support levels below. Doesn't mean you ignore price structure or the market. But it could go as low as they're selling. You can't predict how many contracts or stocks or whatever you trade, Bitcoins. You can't predict how much of that is going to be sold by someone when you can't see it. All right. For all you know, this could go down another 200 points. And I've seen it happen. So that's how you trade the three phases in a planned event. In an unplanned tape bomb event, there are times when you just can't get on board. It's going to run away from you. The news is so sudden, it's so shocking that by the time you react, it feels like it's run away really fast. All right. And at that point, rather than trying to, let's say this time the news is very bullish and the market goes up, rather than trying to buy it after it's gone up 50, 60 points or whatever the case might be, tell yourself, it's okay, I missed this one. You can't get every single trade. You don't get every single trade in your trading plan. How are you supposed to get every news trade? you're not going to. But with these tape bombs, these sudden news events, what's important is that you're quick. You don't want to wait around for too long. You actually want to be part of the impulse wave. And oftentimes you can get it. I will give you this tip. If you're trading a tape bomb like that, and you're going to get into it right after the news event because there's just so much movement and you expect more, get in smaller, right? Take a small position as it goes your direction. Be quicker to get paid. Get out. And then wait for the pullback like you do in the planned news events, and then you could try it again, all right? But this is where speed of execution and experience are critical when you're trading these type of news events, okay? So those are the three phases: impulse move, correction move, and a continuation move. So where do you get these breaking news events, you might be wondering? Well, I'm going to tell you where. Give you a free sources, a few sources. Some of them are free and one of them's paid. The one that most people use and don't realize could be used for this is Twitter. You could get it for free. Rather than checking the scores on the games you watch and, you know, follow people that make funny jokes, although you shouldn't unfollow those people. Laughter is important. Laughter is the best medicine, in fact. All right, on Twitter, you could get a lot of free news that flow in real time on your screen. You just have to find the right accounts to follow. You know, the Bloombergs, the Wall Street Journals, obviously those people, those outlets break news. But there's also other people who have access to really expensive data feeds who also send out those tweets relatively quickly. I can't give you any great examples at the moment because I don't use Twitter for news feed. I think the value of news is you can make so much money so quickly that I'm willing to pay for it. It's not a cost, it's an investment. All right, so Twitter is a good way to do that. You could also even get an app that reads your tweets out for you. So you can create your own news squawk. What I have is when news breaks, rather than taking the time to read it, because reading is much slower than hearing it and then reacting, I pay for a service that reads out breaking news for me all day, puts out a calendar, their analysts answer my questions if I have them. It's a really advanced service. I'll tell you about it in a second, but you could replicate some of that with Twitter, right? And the app is called Auto Apps, but it's complicated. There's scripting involved. I'll leave that to you. The second one is Financial Juice. They had a free feed. They do still have one, Financial Juice. They have ad interruptions. I don't know how they decide when to roll ads. I'd be really upset if I missed a news opportunity because of an ad. It could cost you thousands of dollars, if not tens of thousands, depending on how big you trade. All right. Otherwise, $99 a month, and that's one of the cheapest data feeds. You do get what you pay for. No, I'm not knocking Financial Juice. It's good. I started with it, actually. But as you start to become profitable in your trading, or if you want to invest in your business as a trader, you want to consider something a little more high-powered. We use a platform called News Squawk, right? So News Squawk with one S, NewsQuawk, right? As our preferred partner, News Squawk is in a lot of banks and a lot of prop firms. It is the go-to standard for institutions who are day trading. Obviously, quant firms will get the Bloomberg terminals and invest a lot of money into that type of research, but you don't need all of that, because what these companies do is you give them a small amount monthly and they subscribe to these new services. They get the Reuters icon platform. They get the Bloomberg terminal. They get these things that cost $4,000 or $5,000 a month, and they access all these news sources and they just read it out to you in breaking real time. So there's a lot of value in this. You get $10,000 of breaking news service for a small monthly fee. So this is why I think it's insanely valuable. Today, Junior, we don't edit our podcast. I ain't going to edit that out. Let's roll. So Brad, actually, one of the members of the management team who has an ownership interest in it, did an interview with us, former prop trader. I really highly encourage you to listen to it. Just type in Brad Alcini, A-L-C-I-N-I, on our website or into the podcast platform you're using, and you can get it. All right. Here's what I like about News Squawk. And, you know, realistically, any other news platform you could choose is that they give you unbiased news reporting. All right. It's trader focused. You don't want influence. You don't want an opinion. You don't want a mainstream media spin to what you're hearing. You want raw, unfiltered, uncut, straight news. because that's what the market is looking at. The market strips opinion and makes their own by the way they invest. All right? You're risking money on the basis of what you hear. Make sure you're not hearing somebody's opinion. You're hearing just factual, raw news. And to me, that's what News Squawk does the best. They themselves are very intricate, all their analysts on trading. And, you know, to me, it's an investment at the end of the day. So I give them a shout out. I love it. If you want to get a 7-day trial, click the link in the description or the link in the show notes here of the podcast, and you can check it out. At the end of the day, you're risking nothing. It doesn't even require a credit card. And you can see what I listen to and see if it works for you. Now let's end off this podcast by talking about why you should not watch daytime TV news channels. These are your MSNBCs, your Bloombergs, your Wall Street Journals, your Foxes, your CNNs. It's all poison. All right. It isn't poison for your beliefs. All right. Now look, there's Republican media and there's Democratic media. Right. And there's these days, especially a big divide in between. But what I'm here to tell you is this isn't entertainment. This is money. This is risk that you're taking. So you want to remove that, even if you're one side or the other and you have views. I know that people like people that are like them, because there's a saying, like people like people. But in trading, you got to remove that. In fact, the recent survey from the American Psychology Association, APA, found that for many Americans, news consumption has a downside. Get this, this is mind-blowing. More than half of Americans say that the news causes them stress. And many even report feeling anxiety, fatigue, sleep loss, the survey showed. But 1 in 10 adults check the news every hour. And fully 20% of Americans report constantly monitoring their social media feeds, which often exposes them to the latest news headlines, whether they like it or not, right? Because if you see somebody talking about a news event, you get to hear their opinion before you even know the news. And whether you like it or not, that's changing your subconscious programming. It's changing your beliefs. That's changing you as a person. And so you don't need all that junk. You don't need people's opinions, you know, not 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., not when you're trading, not when you're doing your business. When you're working, you're working. And so when you're at work, strip all that away. This is why I don't like Twitter, because it just everything gets mixed in with opinion, and it's just a hot jumbled mess. And it's free, but it's a hot jumbled mess for free. So news with a bias is changing your beliefs, your values, and even worse, your identity. So as a trader, you always want to stay neutral, unemotional, all right? And really focus on executing your trades. So this is why you don't want to do these primetime news networks. They're entertainment. They're not really helpful to you as an investor or trader, right? No professional trader out there or firm has CNN or Fox News playing on their trading floor. I guarantee you, all right? I mean, they do probably for the camera crews when they're doing interviews, but nobody really pays attention to it. They have other news sources that's helping them make their decisions throughout their trading day, all right? So now that you know how to trade news like a professional trader, it's time to try it out. Go back to some past news events and replay them on your trading platform. These days in 2021, every platform should have a playback feature. If yours doesn't, get one that does. It's very helpful learning. And I'd love to hear how it goes for you. You can hit us up on Instagram or Twitter, Trade Pro Academy, all one word. Share how it went, and I'd love to jump in and have a discussion with you on that. So now you know how to trade news like a professional trader, right? You know the two types of news events, the planned ones and the unplanned. You know that if you're going to start trading news, you should start with the planned, scheduled economic events, all right? That's a good start because you know when to expect news. You can't really practice unplanned news because it's unplanned. You'd be sitting around doing nothing. So start there. All right, and then, you know, you also know the three phases. The first one's the impulse move. A lot of the algos and automated computer systems trade in that because they're quick enough and they can. Then you get a corrective move, which pulls back from the initial direction. And then it stalls out. And when you see momentum start to build again, you enter for the continuation phase. And that's how you really trade news like a pro. Steer clear of trying to fade. If the news is bearish, meaning it's moving the market to the downside, resist the urge to keep buying because you're assuming you know when the selling is going to be done. And no offense, but no matter how big you're trading, your size just isn't enough to turn the market. And if it isn't, you might as well go with the trend. My size isn't enough to turn the market. We're all retail traders at the end of the day. We do it professionally, but we do it with our own money. All right, we're retail traders. Do it from home. We're not doing it for an institution. We're doing it on our own behalf. All right. Well, I trade the Trade Pro Academy account, so I guess you could say I'm an institutional trader. But, you know, who cares what you call it? It is what it is. Hopefully this was helpful to you guys. That's all for today's episode. Thank you so much for listening. If you love this podcast, please share it with a friend or someone who would find this message helpful on their trading mindset journey. Also, if you enjoy listening to this podcast, please leave us a rating and a review on iTunes. The next one we read on our podcast could be yours. And don't forget to join our free trading room at community.tradeproacademy.com. Until next time, Trade Pros, good luck and good trading. Take care and have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the Mind Over Market podcast. You can find us at tradeproacademy.com.